You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. We're so glad you joined us today. This is your host, Tim Link. And as always, we're excited and always try to bring the best shows possible to you with the best guests. And do we have an exciting one here today? Today, our guest is going to be author, radio show host, podcast extraordinaire, and most importantly, the star of Animal Planet's hit television show, It's Me or the Dog. We got Victoria Stillwell coming on board. So we're excited to see Victoria here, and we'll have a bunch of good questions to ask her in just a moment. Of course, she'll be talking to us today about her show and her books and Positively Podcast, Positively Dog Training, and most importantly, Bite Prevention Week, which is May 15th through the 21st. So we'll bring on Victoria to talk about that. But as always, I try to give you a little tip, a little advice, a little article that I thought was interesting. And today's article is actually a test. Now, it's an easy test, and it's a very important test that I want to turn you on to. And the test discusses bloat in dogs. Bloat in dogs, and the name of the test is your dog at risk for bloat? And I found this wonderful little quiz on petplace.com, and it goes in a little bit more discussion about canine bloat, or really with it affects your larger dogs, your larger breeds. So it's the number one cause of death for several large and giant breeds. And it's a life-threatening disorder, and left untreated could result in death of your animal. And it really has a major impact on larger dogs, as I mentioned, such as Great Danes, Bloodhounds, your standard poodles, Irish Wolfhounds are another one, German Shepherds, Irish Setters, Akitas, and Boxers. All of them are at greater risk in having an episode or suffering from canine bloat. So I want you to go on board and take a look at this quiz. If you have a larger breed, such as the dogs I'd mentioned, you may already be familiar with bloat. If not, I want you to take the little quiz to see if your dog's more at risk or moderately at risk or maybe not at all. You can find out more about the test and find out more about bloat in dogs by going to my website on Pet Life Radio. This animal rights blog on Pet Life Radio, PetLifeRadio.com. They'll have a link on there going to the test. Take the little quiz and make sure you're taking care of your big furry baby the best you possibly can. So that's my little tip and advice for the week. And it's an easy test, so don't fret about it too much. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but in a moment we'll come back with Victoria Stillwell. Right after these messages, you're listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Buster, you're telling me my dog food products can't go on your shelves?
That's right. Didn't pass one of my Petco certified nutrition checklists. Sorry, Wayne.
Who made these checklists?
Geniuses. Very smart guys.
Well, it's good enough for most grocery stores.
Do you see cheese puffs on my shelves? Mayonnaise? Soda pop?
No.
That's because I ain't running no grocery store, Wayne. Your pets will get better nutrition, I guarantee it. Petco, where healthy pets go.
Enter the code LUCKY10, L-U-C-K-Y, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
Whether they're big, small, hairy, or whatever, you're going to need gear for your feet. And Kids Foot Locker's got all the great shoes and gear that'll get you in the game.
Go to kidsfootlocker.com and enter the code AFANW1KF to get 10% off any order of $50 or more. Or enter the code AFANW2KF to get 15% off any order of $75 or more at kidsfootlocker.com.
And cover those funky feet.
Would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience? We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds. InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service. Is the best, most cost-effective way to invite us in. We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit the website
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information. There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed. Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Joining me now is the star of Animal Plants. It's me or the dog, Victoria Stillwell. Victoria, welcome to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you. We're excited to have you here, and we want to find out more about, I think everybody knows about the show, It's Me or the Dog, but you know, maybe give us a little highlight of what's going on. I know you're in filming right now. Tell people where they can watch the shows and what they should expect.
Yes, the third season we filmed in New York City, and that's showing right now. So on Saturday nights on Animal Planet at 8 o'clock, and New York always takes it up a notch with the kind of people that we've been visiting and the kind of dog problems that that I deal with. But we are also going to filming another season, the fourth season now, also in New York City, and that's going to be airing in 2012. So It's Me or the Dog is going to stay on your screens for a very, very long time.
That's what we like to hear, and they're great shows. And I always find them, you know, the locations are interesting, the dogs are interesting, the breeds are interesting, but more importantly, each dog has their own unique challenge. Is that correct?
It is. I approach every single dog in a different way, and my training methods completely designed for that dog in mind. So there's never one size fits all. I think that's a pretty silly way to train, in fact. And though I would say a lot of trainers do train like that, but every dog is unique. Every dog is going to respond differently to a different kind of method. So you just got to go with the flow. And what I like to do is make it as easy as possible for the dog to learn.
Yeah, and maybe make it as easy as possible for their human companion to learn as well.
Yes, oh, absolutely. And when I'm working with these families, obviously it's 80% working with the humans and 20% working with the dogs, and really helping people to understand what's going on and to work with their dog in order to be able to rectify different problems. And it's a lot about changing human behavior. If you change your own behavior, that can directly influence the behavior of your dog.
Yeah, and I think it's a very good point. That's one of the things I was going to ask you more detail about was, you know, how important is it, the human's attitude and their approach and their energy towards the situation? How important is that to get that in the positive realm in order to have a happy and healthy pet?
Yeah, I think sometimes it's quite difficult. I mean, you know, I understand people's frustrations, and it is difficult. People do lose their tempers when either the dog toilet's in the house or the dog is having some kind of major behavior problem, and the person's losing control. But normally, you know, the sort of the normal reaction is for that person then to tell the dog off and become confrontational. So much of the old style training reinforces that confrontation by using forceful punishing methods. And that's so counterproductive. If you just try and keep your irritation within yourself and utilize positive reinforcement methods to help your dog think in a different way, feel in a different way, that's going to change their behavior, and ultimately it's going to benefit you as well.
Absolutely. So you have to, you know, give yourself to the program, you know, put yourself out there, make sure you're following the steps and reinforcing them on the back end. Make sure it becomes part of your daily life with your furry friend.
It is. It's a learning process. And as I always sort of liken it to children, they go to school and they learn, and then they can go to university and they're still learning, and then they become adults, they're still learning, and then they take the first job, they're still learning, and they keep learning throughout their life. It's exactly the same with the dog. So you've got to realize that training doesn't have to become, oh my gosh, here we go, I've got to train again today. It becomes part of life. It becomes your language with your dog. And when it does, it becomes fluid and normal and natural.
There you go. And become part of that great relationship, building those great relationships with your dog.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, either the season that's showing right now or coming up into next year's season, what stories and episodes can the viewers look forward to? Are there any unique things that you got on plan this year?
Yeah, we've got a lot of multi-dog households. I mean, I deal with a lot of multi-dog households anyway. So, and really a lot of different kinds of problems and people at the verge of either divorcing, splitting up, children threatening to leave, that kind of stuff, or husbands and wives really not agreeing at all, and either the wife or the husband is devoting themselves so much to the dogs that they're completely pushing the partner away. So, you know, I found out very quickly when I started training that I was going to be almost a human counselor as well. Because as soon as I go into these homes, they want to unload on you all of their problems and their frustrations. So you have to listen. And situations can be extremely intense. That's what Me a Dog is all about anyway. But I also hope that, you know, you might watch this. And yes, hopefully your situation isn't as bad as this, but there are so many great take-home tips that you can use with your dog.
Yeah, there are. And, you know, the fact that you hit it right on the head, it's a relationship. It's a family unit, and the dogs are part of that family unit. But everybody has to understand how the best way to get along and build those relationships and understand when there's changes or things that need to be done.
Yeah, and it's sometimes, though, that's in a beautiful, ideal world. And a lot of the times, people don't. We're not consistent with each other. How is that going to translate being consistent with an animal? The human race is a notoriously confrontational, untrustworthy, inconsistent species. And so that's very confusing for our animals. So that's where I come in and where I help. And also, it's a lot of people don't understand how to read their dog's body language. They don't understand what the dog is trying to say to them. And if there's no communication or if there's lack of understanding, then you're not going to have a good relationship. So that, again, is where I come in, to be able to help that person understand what their dog's trying to say.
There you go. You have a great life with that furry friend of ours. Now, I'll put you on the spot. This will be a tough question, but it is one that I'll be remiss if I didn't add. Out of all the episodes and all the dogs that you've worked with, is there a particular episode or particular story that stands out that has a place in your heart?
Gosh, you know, there's so many different families. I worked with a lovely family in Hoboken that had four dogs, and she loved her dogs. I mean, they both did as a family, but the dogs were really running their lives, so much so that they hadn't been on vacation for years. They hadn't been out even for dinner. She would make everybody else go out, and then she would spend half an hour going around the house, making sure her dogs were okay, and pandering to this one very nervous German Shepherd, who, because she indulged that German Shepherd so much, that Shepherd couldn't cope being without her. So that stressed her out. So really, she was disconnecting with her husband. And through the training that I did with her and with the dogs, telling her to back off a little bit, that in turn helped her dog become more confident. And she was able to go out to dinner with her husband. And that romance and that love could blossom again. That's the kind of thing that makes what I do, I think, so important, but also so wonderful, because when you help to repair not just human-animal relationships, but human-to-human relationships, that's what makes the job for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the dog's in a much better situation. And of course, the husband and wife is in a much better situation.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break here, and then we'll come right back. You're listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PetMeds. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com/Lucky, L-U-C-K-Y, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
I play tennis because I love to. But inside, I want to win. Take away the court, the net. I might not be a player, but I'll always be a competitor. Lady Foot Locker understands that.
Lady Foot Locker, the first to carry Adidas off-court shoes and the gear that goes with them.
If you play your best, there's no regret.
Lady Foot Locker, one place, every woman.
go to LadyFootLocker.com and enter the code AFANW1LF to get 10% off any order of $50 or more. Or enter the code AFANW2LF to get 15% off any order of $75 or more at LadyFootLocker.com.
There's a movement afoot. ShoeBuy.com. Join the millions of people who shop ShoeBuy.com's over 400 brands and 500,000 products. Order now and get free shipping and free return shipping. ShoeBuy.com, the world's greatest shoe store.
Walk your dog in style and comfort. Enter the code LUCKY, L-U-C-K-Y, at checkout and get a 10% discount plus free shipping at ShoeBuy.com.
This year, Americans are expected to spend a jaw-dropping $36 billion on their pets. From lighted leashes to high-end spa products, the discriminating pet owner can find just about anything to pamper his or her pet. Hi, this is Michelle Fern. Join me every week for Best Bets for Pets, where we'll talk about the latest pet products and talk to the companies that make them. Best Bets for Pets, every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening today. We're back with Victoria Stillwell. And Victoria, I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about a wonderful cause and education you're working on around bite prevention. Bite Prevention Week is May 15th through the 21st. Tell us a little bit about the week.
There are a lot of different events going on, but what I do throughout the year and what I work very diligently at is going around to schools and helping people, especially children, to be safe around the dog, the family dog or a dog they don't know or a friend's dog or a neighbor's dog or a relative's dog. So teaching them body language, teaching them the signs to look out for, what to do, what not to do. And I think this is crucial. And the reason why I do it is, obviously, I love dogs. I'm also a mother. I'm a mother of a 7-year-old little girl. And I have also, unfortunately, met with and seen a lot of dog bite victims through my work, and especially children. And no child should ever have to experience what so many of these children go through. But it's not just children. Obviously, it's adults. And they have to learn just as much as the child does. I am constantly amazed by parents that just will allow their child to go up to any dog and stroke it or hug it or kiss it on the nose. It's amazing that they don't get it. And so I think it's really important that education is going to cut down the number of dog bites. I mean, there are 4.5 million dog bites reported in this country last year.
Wow.
And out of that, 800,000 of those needed medical attention. Half of the children are bitten before age 12. And because children are more on a dog's level, because they like to look at the dog in the face, because they like to kiss and they like to hug, a lot of the bites happen on the face. So obviously not just physically damaging, but it's psychologically damaging as well when you have a child that has a huge scar across its face because of a dog bite. And then obviously there are some fatalities. Last year there were 34 fatalities, and 19 of those were children. Now, not even one person should be dying because of a dog. And in many cases, the dog are chained up when they killed. They always owned by pretty irresponsible owners, had a history, were unsocialized with humans, and there were warning signs before the major, major bite happened. My whole bite prevention week is dedicated to a little girl called Ashlyn Anderson. And, in fact, all my bite prevention work. And Ashlyn Anderson was a 4-year-old little girl who was killed by the family Rottweiler last year in Oregon on February 28, 2010. Her father and her grandfather have developed an organization called DAD, Dads Against Dangerous Dogs. And they're not breed-specific at all. They say any dog could be dangerous, any dog can be good. But they've done that in her memory, and that's an important cause to me as well. So they are also spreading the word and giving out education, and I'm doing that as well. So Ashlyn's name will forever be remembered, and she will be helping other children to not get in the same situation. Obviously, she was 4 years old. It was the parents that were responsible for that dog. And that's very, very hard for a parent to live with. That's it for the rest of their lives. There's more than just the dog bite victim. It's the whole family and friends who knew that victim. So that, to me, is an important cause. And I use a great method to do it called Dog Gone Safe, a great organization that's been built up that any trainer or any teacher can use in their school. And it's a presentation, about a 45-minute presentation that I give to children. And that can all be found on my website, positively.com, or all of the information.
That's great. So everybody check out positively.com and make yourself aware of it. And I think you bring up a great point. You know, we hear about certain breeds having challenges, and perhaps we think of dog bites with some of the larger breeds. But really, it can be any dog, any shape or size.
It can. There's no doubt about it. The larger, the more powerful the dog, if it bites, it's going to have more impact. No doubt about it. If you've got a small chihuahua and it bites, it's going to have less impact, unless it's on a child's face. A 6-inch scar might be small on a person's leg, but on a child's face, that's huge. So any dog has the capability to bite. But a lot of children, if the dog bites them, misreads the cause. The dog doesn't like me. The dog's being nasty. And in so many cases, the dog is responding because they feel threatened, because they feel fearful, because something is taken away from them that they deem of high value and they want to get it back. They're moved, they're startled, their bowl is taken away when they're eaten, or they're teased. And they're very, very infrequently is a dog purely psychotic. We don't want to give the impression that if you're just walking down a road, these dogs are going to come out and try and bite you. Most of the bites happen in the home with the family dog, or that the child knows, or at least the family own. So the attacks that happen on the street just by dogs that are stray and roaming around are very, very infrequent.
Yeah, and you know, and as you mentioned, a smaller dog, yes, perhaps it doesn't leave as much of a physical challenge, other than maybe perhaps the scar, which can be traumatic, but it's the emotional impact, and then the family possibly overreacting because they didn't take care of the dog or teach the dog properly to begin with, and overreacting, and all of a sudden possibly wanting to get rid of the dog.
Yes, and a lot of times it happens. Now, obviously, in any kind of major mauling or a death, that dog cannot be kept alive. And I am not one of these people, and I think it's extremely irresponsible to try and keep those dogs alive, because they are a liability. They've maimed, they've harmed, their intent has been to harm. And when you get a dog at that point, there is very, very little that can be done. And I've been very worried, because there are some trainers out there that say that any dog can be retrained. There are some dogs, like there are some people, that are mentally unstable and should not be around the public. And this, I want to be realistic. Now, there are a lot of dogs that I do work with that are aggressive, that have had aggressive response. Maybe they've had a bite. It's been a smaller bite. It hasn't been a mauling. And it definitely hasn't been a killing. But it's bitten once, maybe. Or even I've worked with dogs that have bitten a couple of times. Then I have to assess whether that dog is going to be dangerous in the future. You can never predict behavior, but you can have a pretty good idea. So that's not to say if your dog bites, you have to put that dog down, because there's a lot of things that you can do to prevent that dog from biting again.
Yeah, and I think a lot of these things you talked about on your website, positively.com, and I think it leads into one of the questions I was going to ask you about your Positively dog training. 2010, you launched your program, Positively Dog Training. Can you tell us a little bit about that program?
Yeah, I'm so excited about it, because it's growing. We now have 40 trainers in Britain, America, and Greece, and Italy. And the reason why I'm so excited about it is because there really is no organization that you can go to, that a person can go to, where they can absolutely 100% know that that trainer is going to use humane methods on their dog. Not only that, but that trainer has been personally assessed and gone through a vigorous assessment process of me meeting them physically and working with them, seeing how they work, and going through excessive interviews to ensure that we have the best of the best. So the VSBDT trainers that you can find at positively.com are the creme de la creme. And they understand dog behavior. They're great at working with people and with animals. And they are going to use humane methods. The organization is growing all the time, and we're having new trainers coming on all the time. So if you need help in your area with obedience training, or your dog has a behavior problem, please contact a trainer in your area by going to positively.com/training.
There you go, and find out more about the program. It's a great program, and look, I'm glad it's expanding.
Thank you. Yes, yeah, it really is. And we've got such a great team on board. And it was set up in response to the awful methods that the old school trainers are still using. I want people to have access to the right kind of humane training, because, again, one of the reasons why the dog bite problem is growing in this country, one of the causes is confrontational training methods, where people are mishandling their dogs by using alpha rolls, where they're rolling the dog on the back or on the side and holding it down, if that dog misbehaves, in the false idea that the dog is calming down. Well, actually, dog's not calming down when it's forced down like that. Inside the dog's body, when a dog is held down and confined like that, it's been shown and demonstrated by science that the stress hormone cortisol is higher. It looks like the dog might be calming down, but what in fact is happening is the dog shuts down. It's an instinctive response to threat. So the dog looks like it's calm, but actually it's not. So if you could see the cortisol levels inside the body growing, the dog, as it were, is faking. And this is what people got to understand. So when they continue to punish their dogs like that or use other aversive methods, the dog suddenly goes, I've had enough, and bites them. And what disturbs me is that this kind of training is being taught to children too. And I've seen countless times where I've seen in popular media a child being taught to, in order to get a dog off the sofa, for example, to go up, pull the choke chain that the dog is wearing and pull it off the sofa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is an absolute no-no. And for that to be taught to a child is the height of irresponsibility and the worst kind of safety problem that you can demonstrate. And it's causing people to be bitten. So that is why I want to blanket the country with the right kind of knowledge that people can use for a safer and a much more meaningful relationship with their dogs.
There you go. And you can learn all about that by not only watching Victoria's show, It's Me, the Dog, but going to positively.com and check out everything on there. And look for a Positively dog training expert in your area to do the proper training so you can have a great life with your dog. Now, we'll mention real quick here as we're wrapping up, you have a podcast as well, Positively Podcast, heard here on Pet Life Radio with our good friend Holly Furfer. Tell us a little bit about that show, and can we expect some more episodes coming up?
Yes, we're going to start to record new episodes in June, and I love it. Holly Furfer is fantastic. Not only is she a great radio host, she's also a huge pet lover. And she actually was on my show with her husband, Sean, and their dogs. And there was a lot of problems going on there with regards to their dogs just excessively chewing and trying to escape. And they're a lovely, lovely couple. And Sean readily admits that he's probably the laziest dog owner on the planet, even though he loves his dogs. And Holly, they're just a fun, lovely couple. And it's great to do the podcast. So we talk about everything. We don't only talk about dogs. We might talk about celebrities. We'll talk about anything. And it's but there's a lot of great dog training tips and information. And so more episodes coming out in June.
That's great. So we'll look forward to that. So check that out. It's a Positively Podcast on Pet Life Radio, petliferadio.com. Go ahead. There's some wonderful episodes on there. Go ahead and download those while you're going to the Animal Rights blog as well and Animal Rights Show. Well, we're going to wrap up for today, Victoria. I want to make sure there's so much you got going on, but I want to make sure everybody's aware of where to check out all your happenings. They can go to positively.com, find out more about the Positively Dog Training, and find out more about where you're going to be and what's going on. Also, you can check out the shows with Holly Furfer at PetLifeRadio.com. Go to Positively Podcast. And we still got the It's Me or the Dog going on, going strong. So we're looking forward to more episodes of that and the new season right around the corner as well. And hopefully we'll look for some new books from you Do you have anything on the wire right now? Anything planned?
I do, and I'm in the process. I'm nearly finished writing it, and you know, because I'm so busy, it's my book, and I want it to be a great book. It is really the definitive dog training book. It follows me in a lot of my cases on how I solve them. It's also, for once and for all, it explains why positive reinforcement is the best kind of method to use with your dog. And I'm very excited, and that should be released next year. And there's a lot of different things in the pipeline. But for me, you know, it's me or the dog is incredibly important to me, and it's allowed me the platform to be able to do so many other things. But I think my passion really lies in helping children and having better relationships with their dogs, keeping them safe, keeping people safe, and keeping dogs safe too, so that the number of bites is reduced and that dogs don't end up in shelters.
You can find out more about the program on positively.com. It's Bite Prevention Week, May 15th through the 21st. Big accolades for getting the message out and that, and getting it into the schools where the kids can learn early and they can have great lives with their dogs.
Yes, that's the most important thing.
So everybody, check that out and support it, and get your kids understanding at an early age, and we'll all be happy. We'll have a lot of happy puppies out there as well. So, Victoria, thanks for coming on the show today. Keep us abreast of what's going on. We'll definitely have you back on when the book comes out. But we want to hear more about what's happening with you, and hopefully we'll see and talk to you again some more down the road.
Thank you very much for having me. I always love doing these interviews. It's really great. So thank you, and I will definitely be back.
Very good. All right. Well, we're coming to the end of the show today. To thank everybody for listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Also, would like to thank once again Victoria Stillwell. Go to her website, positively.com, as well as check her out on It's Me or the Dog on Animal Planet. Appreciate Victoria being on the show today. Thanks to all of our sponsors and the producer for putting on a great show today and making everything possible. We really do appreciate it. And to find out more about me, Tim Link, the other guests that I've interviewed and future shows that we have going on, and the blogs, check it out at the Animal Rights tab on Pet Life Radio. That's PetLifeRadio.com. Click on Animal Rights. Read the blogs, download the interviews, and have a lot of fun with it. While you're there, make sure you check out all the other hosts and all the other wonderful interviews that we have on Pet Life Radio. That's PetLifeRadio.com. If you have any questions, comments, ideas, or guests you'd like to see on the show, please drop me an email. You can email me at tim@PetLifeRadio.com. It's tim@PetLifeRadio.com. And I'll do my very best to answer your questions, entertain your comments, and get the guests you want to hear the most on the interviews. So until next time, write a great story about the animals in your life. Share it in a blog, article, or in a book. And who knows, you may be the next guest on Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.